Yeah, look, it's exciting. We get our captain back and we've got a new import. So it's we're just starting to play some really good basketball. Obviously, we're going to improve. We're only a week old. And, you know, we've seen some good signs last weekend. We've got the pieces, right pieces, we believe. And now we've just got to keep on improving.
You have to take on the best team in the competition who scored big time. Can you afford to go up against them and try and outscore them, or do you have to grind it out?
You know, we've had some really good battles the last two games. We lost in overtime over there. Obviously, bringing Damo back is a big handy with Randall. So, you know, it's you play the top team in the competition on your home court, it doesn't get more exciting than that. And it's going to be a great test for us to see where we are and see where we can keep improving.
Is it as simple as Martin versus Randall? You stop Randall by using Damo and you win the game?
Well, put it this way, Randall dropped 40 on us earlier this year and we won the game. So we might let Randall go and stop the others. So, but that's, you know, he's a quality player. And look, Sobey's been really good, dropped 32 points last night in their win. So they've got their tails up. They're playing at a hard level and it's going to be a great challenge for us to match that and see where we are. Yeah, I can't remember the last game we played, actually. But, look, we're starting to get things right now. This is the time that you want to be playing your best basketball leading into the last quarter of the year and into the playoffs. So, you know, there's a lot of blue sky for us now.
We've seen your schedule over the next 8 days or so. You play 4 games. How are you handling that? Are you thinking about that in your plan for tomorrow's game as well?
No, it's really funny how the schedule works. You don't want to play many games when you're injured, when we're banged up like we were, but now we're playing well, we want to play a lot of games. So the schedule's kind of worked in our favour. The guys love having less practices and more games, so we've got a healthy roster, and you know, it's exciting time ahead.
What about the fact that you have to fly to Cairns, fly back here, and then fly to New Zealand? Do you have any issues with the back and forth instead of having, say, 2 road games in a row?
Yeah, look, well, I think we're used to that. I've seen last year in the playoff and the finals when we had to go to New Zealand in one day and play and then back here and play again. So the guys are used to it. And if we had a whole bunch of new guys that hadn't done it before, that would be a worry. But we got a good nucleus of guys that have been here for a number of years that know how to handle that.
How's Damo pulled up after a couple of games?
Yeah, really good. He was on limited minutes last weekend. So even though the games were close, I really wanted to play him extra, but the medical staff are telling me, hey, settle down. And look, he'll be on reduced role again, and it's just building him up. He, you know, that's his first game in 9 weeks last weekend. So, yeah, he's come up well.
In terms of getting Cotton to get into his game plan and understanding everything you want to do, is it best to do it on the court in games, or would you, you talk about 4 games in 8 days. Is that a really good thing for him to adjust under that?
Yeah, look, Bryce has got a very good basketball IQ. He picked up things very well, and now he's just getting the tendencies with the players, and he's very unselfish. He feeds the big guys the ball when he needs to, and his best assets on the court is basketball intelligence. And having a couple of practices here now this week has really helped him just get familiar with the personnel. And, you know, him and Casey out in the open court, it's an exciting time. Well, they tell me there's only a couple of hundred left, so this is valuable property, this one. So hopefully we can get a sellout, and it'll be a good end for the Wildcats.
You mentioned you're only 1 week old. Does it feel like this is a new chapter now with Damo back and Cotton on the side, that this is where it kind of starts?
Yeah, it kind of feels like a jigsaw puzzle. We were moving the pieces around trying to get that perfect fit, and now with Bryce coming back in and Damo healthy, we think, well, we know, and we feel it, that the pieces are there. Now it's our ability to keep improving, and this time of the year is exciting for us because it's you know, the back end of the season and you want to be playing well right now. I think we turned the corner last week.
In terms of the championship race, finishing first is such a big advantage over even finishing second. Is there still enough time to catch Adelaide?
Oh, look, that's really out of our hands. We just last year we won the championship finishing second, so first and foremost, we want to get into the playoffs and make sure we get a strong position into the playoffs, and we've still got a long way to go before that.
It's finally with a team you want a load off your shoulders, and I imagine it would have been stressful not having everyone available.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot better coaching when you have healthy point guards and all the injured point guards. It's a lot more enjoyable out there, for sure.
Has it been tough for you, right, just to try to mix and match and work it all out?
Yeah, well, look, in 20 years, I've never had three-point guards injured at the same time. You know, we had Casey running the point and Jared Johnson running the point, and that's like running a car with two wheels. It just doesn't work. It goes, but doesn't work. But, you know, we got our strength back, and now we just got to keep improving.
Is this the best quality, I guess, basketball all around you've seen in the league? I mean, the gap from first to last isn't quite far.
Yeah, exactly right. And we win three games, we sit in second. You know, you lose three, you're sitting in last place. It's the quality of the competition, the NBL, is outstanding. And you know if you don't bring it on a certain night that you're going to lose. And if you don't bring it hard, you're going to lose big. So, you know, and it's great to be up there again near the top of the ladder, and we want to stay there.